Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Wes. Thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading time today, let's first pause for a moment to be still and to be aware of God's presence with us. Now let's take a moment to share with the Lord what we're thinking and feeling, what we're going through right now, as well as to thank Him for what He's done, what He's doing, and what He will do. Prayer for grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, You have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Defend us by Your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor run into any danger, and that guided by Your Spirit, we may do what is righteous in Your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father God, as we open Your Word, be pleased to lead us, and give us understanding by Your Holy Spirit. Be near to us in a felt way. Allow us by Your grace to meet with You in this moment. God, would Your will be done and Your kingdom come in my heart and in all the hearts of those who hear Your word today. Psalm 32 says, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night Your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was dried up as by the heat of the summer." Selah. "I acknowledged my sin to You, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, 'I will confess my transgressions to the Lord,' and You forgave the iniquity of my sin." Selah. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to You at a time when You may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach Him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance." Selah. "I will instruct You and teach You in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this passage, the thing that stands out is that forgiveness produces infectious joy. David is experiencing great joy in having been forgiven. It's not that his sins are hidden or that he hasn't done anything wrong, but that he's fully exposed. He has admitted to God his fault, and now he's feeling the exuberant relief of having his burden lifted. We see his joy in verse 11, "Shout for joy, all you upright in heart." And he's expressing how blessed he feels right out of the gate in verse 1, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven." I can't help but to think about 1 John 1:9. It says that if we confess our sins to God, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even though God has forgiven me of my sins, I have to remember that often. And even pray like David did in Psalm 51, "Restore to me, God, the joy of Your salvation." But oh, it's so freeing to know that God, whose mercies are new every morning, isn't interested in how well I can hide my sins or how well I can convince myself that I've hidden them, but that he invites me to confess them to him and be rid of them because he's already forgiven me. He's already sent Jesus as the propitiation for my sins. He died on the cross to pay the penalty of my sins. It is finished. He has removed my sins from me as far as the east is from the west. And that's good news today. And it'll be good news tomorrow and every day forever. Verse 6 is a reference to Isaiah 55, 6, which says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." John Calvin said, "It is never out of season to seek God. For every moment we need his grace, and he is always willing to meet us." Let's meditate on that today. That God is always willing to meet us. In any and every moment of the day, he's willing to meet us. And that when we confess our sins to him, we'll be filled with a freedom and a joy that will spill over to those around us. Father, thank you for forgiving me by your grace and your mercy, that through the blood of Jesus, my sins were washed clean, that at the expense of the life of your own son, I get to be called the Son of God. God, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, and grant that we could experience an unshakable joy today, the joy of your salvation, the joy of your forgiveness. Revive us, restore us, and protect us today. Be for us a hiding place. Preserve us from trouble. Surround us with shouts of deliverance. Through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come. In Jesus' name and for his sake.